Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Father, thank you this morning. We bless you, we glorify and we adore your name. Thank you for your kindness, thank you for your mercies. Thank you for bringing us together again. Thank you for blessing us with yet another week, we pray. Our Lord, this morning in your presence, you affect our lives, you speak to us. And that you will not allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, amen. Why don't you shake one or two people? Tell them it's good to see you this morning. God bless you, and you may be seated. Now, for the next 6 weeks, we put on hold the teaching on marriage. How many of us were enjoying marriage? Yeah, so you should not, it's good to see you. You should not ignore your talent, you know. But you see, one of the things that I've discovered here, and you must really listen to me as your pastor. Yes. You get it, my killer. You really listen to me when I talk to you. But that's the problem. The problem is that we live in an environment where even you can't hear when we talk to you. So sometimes you need to be taken away. Go somewhere. And then when you are there, you begin to see this. I was talking to your daughter this morning. You're talking about some very, very serious, important things. If you don't go away, there are some things she will not even hear when you tell her. Serious stuff. Yeah. You know, so for many of you, and for many of your children, going to Bible school is such a great blessing. Such a great blessing. Yeah. It's something that you can't play down it at all. So you must not want to, if you find it very important, you should look for the ticket for your son. Don't let us chicken money is going to build churches. Yes. We are doing a mega barbecue in July, the last Saturday in July. Have you heard about it? We're doing a mega barbecue. It's not October anymore, it's July. Because Bishop promised to come here in October, so I don't want any chicken story to come in October. October is a holy month. So all the chicken must come somewhere else. No kidding, you can't kill chicken. Figuera. You are in trouble. Yeah. You know, so it's a blessing to see that, you know, she's bringing up something. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows that a baby that, I don't know, does she have a name? Moses' mother, what's her name? You know her name? Her name is not recorded in the Bible. Does she have a number? Her name? Mary. Moses' mother, does she have a name? When she put a baby in the basket, she didn't have an idea that this is somebody who is going to part the Red Sea, and he was the only one in the history of humanity who was going to part the Red Sea. Joshua was what? Jordan. Jordan, and Elisha and Elijah too was small river. This one was the sea. You know, the sea wasn't black, red. He parted into two, and it forms walls on the left, walls on the right. And the people walk on dry ground. This woman did not have an idea. We're looking through. So that we want to talk about ministry. For 6 weeks, the books are not here. We're expecting them from the States. Hopefully this week you should get them. We are talking about ministry. Okay? And ministry, if ministry is a little confusing to you, just you look at it as working for God. Doing something for God. For many of you, your life will be very, very different if you were to do something every week for God. are quiet. Working for God is the best thing you can ever do in your life.
Amen. Is that true?
Yeah. You discover it sooner or later, if you don't know. Now, Jesus spoke about work. So, I want you to have in your mind working for God. The art of ministry. We want to learn more about giving your time, giving your energy, giving your resources, your money, and yourself to the things of God. That is where we must find ourselves. Oh yes. You see, the best things in this world are reserved for people who don't have any thought of God. People kill people for a position at work.
Okay.
People do obia to people for business. You are next door to somebody. Customers come all the time. You are a hairdresser. You are a barber. People come to you a lot. And then somebody just looks at that and then begins to do something bad to you. I mean, you do your hairdresser, you do it well. And because you do it well and you treat people nice, people tend to come to you. People tend to tell others about you. You didn't do anything wrong, but there's somebody sitting across you who sees you and then begins to develop envy and jealousy about your progress. What kind of world is this? Now, God worked. The Bible says Genesis chapter 2. Verse 1. God worked for 6 days and he rested for 1 day. The Bible says that thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And he goes to verse, he says, and on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Now, this verse is telling us, among other things, that most of your time will be dedicated to working. You are quiet. So I'm preaching about how to find your life's work. How to find your life's work. Being the headmistress of St. Gabriel's Nursery School is not your life's work. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived at all. It makes you feel like you are right. And that's not your life's work. Oh yeah. You see, if you look at someone like Noah, Noah did one thing in life, and that was to build an ark. It was his life's work because that is what he discovered God gave him to do. Now, believe what I'm telling you. God has not created you and I to work for GRA per se. Teach at St. George's per se. Because as I will tell you, if you teach at St. George's, you need to have anointing to teach at St. George's. Amen. You need special anointing. Any place you think you are working at, I can tell you without you even telling me, you are not happy there. You are not. We go there because we need the money. When I talk about life's work, I'm talking about something that you wake up to go early in the morning. You stay there until late in the night. And you are there's not a single day that you say, you know, man, I ain't feel like going. You let me ring tomorrow, Tuesday morning. You see how many people are calling sick. compel you. The working for God is so great. Just that you were making a CD some time ago. I've not even smelled the scent of the CD. Oh, you say yes, Jesus, Jesus. I mean, you say Jesus about 20 times. It would be a song, isn't it? Jesus, 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 Jesus. For the song. Ladies and gentlemen, when God created us, He is the one who gave us work to do. Adam, the first man on earth, was employed by God. He was introduced to naming of all the animals and dressing the garden and keep it. It wasn't something that no boss man watched. 9 o'clock, when she there? Hey, 3 days, medical, physical, comical, anatomical. Every 2 days, if you don't go to, you got to bring something. It's just nothing. Stand up, look at you. You gave birth to your nice baby girl, Priscilla. You have not gone to work. Because you want to leave your baby and go to work, nah? Aha! So, she has to find a way to stay with a nice, fancy baby. I'm sure she was given the opportunity to stay home and to be paid. She was saying, yes, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Meanwhile, she is a teacher of integrated science. She's a qualified, powerful, anointed integrated science teacher. She teaches and molds children's mind to want to laugh and do science and become doctors. And she likes to stay home and watch her baby. That's what I'm talking about. Life's work. Life's work. Oh. Life's work. I have found my life's work. That's why I live here. If it wasn't my life's work, I would not be living in this country. Yeah. For what? There are more nicer countries than Guyana. Please. Barbados. Anybody tell me that Guyana is nice, you're a liar. Oh, you is a liar. Guyana nice? You don't know nice places, that's why. But your description of nice is not good. And better places. Where there's order. I was telling the first service people, my wife showed me a small clip of how they collect garbage in a particular country. You see how they collect garbage here? And the garbage drips from the truck. It is a garbage truck that the British man, the Japanese man, doesn't like. Then Sivon will sit on the plane, Caribbean Airlines, first class. He's going to do business. You go and say, I want 30 garbage trucks. So this one is there, £25,000. So what is the manufacture date? 1924. It's okay. 25. I'll give you 22. Okay. It's crap. For us, it's crap. Take it to Guyana. You bring it. They bring it here and they'll collect garbage. When you throw in the garbage, they see the water dripping like that. It's smelling. And then you have some nice guys God has created. They're behind the truck. They're smelling it. They're eating it. It's going into their lungs. How much do they pay them? Your life's work is what I'm talking to you about. God did not create you. Think about it. Do you think God created you to work for a chemist? Is it chemist? Chemist. That you be somebody for Chemex, you sit on a motorbike and ride for Chemex. He said, why God brought you to this world?
No.
So when you are sitting on the bike, you say, Lord, please deliver me from this bondage. Yeah. You don't have to pray that prayer. Look, Job, you work as a pretty person, is it pretty person? This guy go to sea. Let him not describe sea in the night to you. He goes to sea for fish. We go to fishing in the vessel, dark. Even during the daytime when you're on the sea, it's very scary. How much more pitch black? You can't swim and can't swim. Look at the man standing there, Gaskin, who's a warrant officer. He's a soldier man. He can be shot just like that. He said, why God brought you into this world? You think about it. God is an army man. It's God who created Guyana Defense Force. God created the church. God created a kingdom. God has a kingdom, and God wants us to find our life's work in his kingdom. Even if you are a mason or a cleaner in God's world, if that is your life's work, then that's when you'll be happy and fulfilled. All the things you are doing out there is not your life's work. And so, but we are helping people. I was talking to a doctor one day, so, but I'm helping people. I said, don't be deceived. What is your definition of help? Who created people? Do you know what the person who created people calls help for the people? What is your definition of helping the people? Is it your definition? Is it the same definition as God's definition of help? When David said that I lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? Was he thinking of somebody to give him an injection, malaria injection? So why do you say you're helping people? To help people is to preach to people. That's what God calls help. I'm not talking about what this world calls help. I'm not talking about what the Guyana government calls help. I'm not talking about what you think is help. Because if we ask you what is help, you tell us to go and feed the poor people in border market right now. So it's not your definition, because the church is not your church. You did not found the church. You did not form the church. You did not die on no cross. If you see the cross, you run. The one who died on the cross, rose again on the third day, has defined help for his people, for the people he created. So don't say that you are helping people because you are what? You are in the social welfare sector. You are helping children whose parents don't treat them well. That's the real type of help.
Preaching.
It's the real kind of help. And there's your life's work. There's somebody to tell them, there's your life's work. It is so completely frustrating, and Solomon said it, and he used the word vanity, to do things that don't bring fulfillment. He said, you may be young, Chinela, but as you grow, you realize that there's no fulfillment in anything. Even those of you who want to marry and get rich, you get rich and see. You have to build a house and lock yourself inside like a prisoner. When you do business, you have to pray that no bandit targets you. Look at this older couple in Esikobo who are burnt in their house. For what? For being a rice farmer? For having some money? Is that why God brought you into this world? For somebody to set you alight? Hey, maybe that's what you think, but you are not a Christian. You don't understand God. The pastor that they have a $5 million offer for a person who will help them with information leading to the capture of them. They go and they rob this person, and they go into a room and they lock themselves up in that room that they can't come there, and they will get a very wonderful idea to light the house on fire. Because they vex that they cannot go inside and they light them, and they are there and the house is burning. Nobody can come, and they got burnt. They got burnt. The husband and wife got burnt to death in their own house. Is that what money should give you? Anita, is that what the riches that we are looking for? Look at what it's going to bring you. It's going to bring bandits to your house. That is how this world is. It's going to bring people, anti-money laundering people, to come to you and say, where you get that money from? Is that what you're going to spend your 70 years, 80 years in this world for? That's what God created you to be. There's something better than that. That is why God told Moses. And we are
We are the types of Moseses. Jesus is a type of Moses who is coming into your life to tell the devil and the things you have believed in for so long that you should be released into God's purposes. Let my people go. Let my people go that they may serve me. Let my people go. God looks down upon us from heaven and he sees how you don't even see the need to do something in his house, and he knows that your life's work, your fulfillment, your happiness and your joy is right in his kingdom, because he made us. He understands us better than anybody can understand you. What can your world do for you that God cannot do for you better? Ask yourself, what do you make? Where do you work? Office of the presidency? It is not the same as working in the kingdom of God. It is not. Office of the prime minister? Office of who? Look at how people are rushing to become counselors of local government. I prefer to sit the house of God. I prefer to clean the church. I prefer to sleep in the house. David said, a day in your house is far better than 1,000 out there. Because he came to realize that his life and his fulfillment and everything about him was God and his kingdom. I'm not talking about you coming to God for your problems. That's cheap relationship. You're talking about being with God. Finding that place where your heart is at rest. And for those of us who have kind of even found it, or for those of you who understand it, that's why when we come to church, we don't even want to go. So don't wonder, why do people stay in church so long? Why do you go to church so steady? Because we have found something in the church more than the man who has given us 3 or 4 children. How many children
you
got?
5.
Five children. Anita, you are powerful. And the way you look like you can go another 5. Oh, Lord God Almighty. The Lord bless you with more. Leke Bruce Cabrandas. My tongues has come all of a sudden. My God.
I know, my God.
So where's your sweetheart? Sam, do you understand what the lady is saying? You got no child. Stand up. It was you who was preaching with me last week. You were going to preach with me again. You understand what the big lady is saying?
Yes, Reverend.
Man, you don't understand. How can you understand? How old is you? 20? 21. You know how big she is? 37. How can you understand 37 miles ahead? We are 20, only 21 miles ahead. The only place that can keep you together is right in the church. The only place where you see older people, this is what has kept them together. You try the discos and try the clubs, you won't be together anymore. You will not be together anymore. You will not. Because somebody will look at you and they say, Bawam. They say, what are you, Bawam? So why are you picking me girls so? They say, what do you mean why are you picking me girls? So I can't watch nothing? They say, why are you over my head? Before you police, prison, jail, capital A. Fire, mattress, fire. Come on, and Ramjatan, inside the place. Commission of inquiry. You must understand, all of you young people and old people, you may have worked in this world for many, many years, but there is something great and ultimate that you may not have discovered as yet. Like I said, I live in Ghana because of my life's work. My life's work moved me from a far richer country, that is the Netherlands, in Europe. Oh, eat cars, you know cars, you know what rich I what cars is? Heb jij een echt kaas geproefd? Echt geproefd? Do you know the chick, the adult? The... Nee, je weet het niet. Je weet het helemaal niet. Helemaal niet. And we leave that country. That country that makes your skin kind of bright and nice. You don't need bleach. You don't need Clorox. You don't need no drink chloro to bleach your nice ugly face.
You don't need that. Stephanie King.
Mavex. When you used to live in Europe, when we go to Ghana for visits and training and all of that, when the people see you, they see that. So when you sit in a taxi, they charge you double because you don't know. So when they look at how your skin fresh like that, they say, it's $2,000. They say, $2,000? Because when you change the money, $2,000, okay, all right, take $1,000 as extra. The man has charged you, you have given the man three times his money. Yeah, they do that. You look fresh. The place is hot. Your clothes are whiter. Your white shirt, Ryan. Not this type of white shirt, oh. Your white shirt, it looks like it's cream. This morning, I turned my water. Oh, I said, Lord God, Brian. I had to go outside and fetch you the tap pipe outside. I had to fetch water in the bucket. That was brown, but lighter brown. I said, okay, at least I can bath and go to church. Now, if you put your white shirt inside. Oh, please. Is this, do you think this is my life? Is this life? No. It got to be a spiritual thing. It's like a home. It's like a home. You feel comfortable in a home, not because it's big and nice and fancy, but because there's peace inside the dwelling. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to bring your mind to. That it's not the bigness, it's not even one of the cutest guys or the prettiest, cutest ladies on earth. But the, somebody that married may not look so nice, but the person who keeps you, makes your heart, and say, so sweet, I love Sheba. Even though she's not so beautiful like them, Miss Universe and Miss Ashmins and Splashmins and all this. But she gives me peace. I'm talking about real things. Not things that are cosmetic and made for us to appreciate when there's no appreciation inside. Very soon you realize that there's no happiness in a man. Very soon you realize that there's no happiness in a woman. Very soon you realize it. Man, we live together. Oh, see. No. I mean, that is why the Bible has a better definition for love. Because if we were to define love by how these people in this world make us define love, then the day when the breast becomes soft, we want it no more. Then I gotta move on and go and look for the breast that is strong and standing. Pointed like If love is based on breasts, hi Michelle, then when the breast gets softer and flatter, then it means that love must go. If breast is figure and slimness and flat stomach, then all them black people in the church, you will get husband. Because you are not pregnant, but you are like you are 3 months pregnant. I'm serious.
Thank you, sir.
I'm serious. That's a God. You see, so you must always look for what the God type of influence is. God's type in things. What is God's kind of life like? What is God's kind of food like? What is God's kind of life like? I mean, health like. But you must always think about that and want that rather. Sister Elsa here, my sweet darling. Sister Elsa is a big lady. How old is you, Granny?
64
years. Isn't she lovely? I for 64. Isn't she lovely? Yeah. What a nice lady, 64 years. She was with Mr. for how many years? Why this chichi from the thing? You were with for how many years?
39
years. Sweetie darling, how long have you been together?
36.
They are coming. On the horses. 39 years. Because of what we didn't put in place, when the man passed away, then where they have been living for how long?
The same amount.
The same 36 years. All of a sudden, the man's sister says the land is real. Move out. 36 years, you live with a man in a place. After 36 years, all of a sudden, somebody knows that or understands that this is not your place. Her brother is gone. So this looks like a stranger. This woman looks like a stranger.
Is this what you call, this is where this is where you want to live?
Thank you, madam. For these 36 years, somebody should know, man, hello. Whether the man put something in place or not. Man, let she go, man. Let she take the thing, man. She take her children, big children, grandchildren. At this age, 64 years, you are trying to move her from there. So if she wasn't wise enough to have a backup, then at 64 years, she's looking for a place, she's in the street, looking for a place to stay. Reverend, please pray with us. I need a place to stay. After 64 years on this earth. You sit and look at my face and not listen to it and believe what they are telling you. You will come to realize sooner or later your life's work is only in the things that God gives.
Only in the things that God gives. I tell you. Seven things you must know about work. Number one. Know that work is better than rest. So if it, when you find your life's work,
you must know your life's work is actually your life is work. And it's better to work than to rest. Lorax is not here, but we work today.
Work.
Oh, crap. Yesterday, you know, we were doing some, we were fixing a building in Canal. And yesterday, you know, people say, oh, it's raining. It's raining. Oh, it's raining. When we went over to Canal, the sun was shining in Canal. Yeah. Number two.
Hot and nice.
Hot and nice. You see, when you're in Georgetown, you don't know what God is doing in other places, you know. Yeah. I said, we will go. When we go and it's raining there, we take shelter and wait and see if it will stop. We wait until it stops. If it doesn't stop, we'll come back. At least we went.
Yeah.
Willing to work. And some people, you see, because it's not your life's work, when it rains, you throw back. If it's your life's work, you can ask my wife. How many times she sees me in the house? It's almost as if I don't live in the house. Yeah. And when you come back to the house, they're leaving the pickings. It's been out all day. Do you understand? But when you find your life's work, it's almost as if nothing else exists. If you don't take care, you have to learn to balance yourself. Otherwise, you know, other places will also not go well. Other enemy arrangements. And that is what for 6 weeks we want to preach about.
ministry, working for God.
You may not probably be able to leave completely what you're doing in a secular world and come and work full time for God. But I want to encourage you that any opportunity you get to do something little in the church, please embrace it.
Amen.
Embrace it. God bless you. Embrace it. And know that it is better to, the Bible says, whatever thy hand findeth to do. Whatever thy hand findeth to do, not just anything. Do it with all your might.
Yeah.
You go to the hospital and see people who are there as nurses, who are just nurses because nursing profession is nice. Nursing profession pays. You meet somebody like that on your sick bed, you die. You see, when we're looking for this property to buy in Pearl, and we've paid down another property also, we are buying another property. Yeah. It's so sad. I called a particular real estate agent because I saw something in the newspapers, and I called him. And I know him, because I know his number, I've dealt with him before. So I said, this property, this, can we go and look at it this afternoon? I want to look at it this afternoon. He said, no, tomorrow. I said, this guy is not serious. He's not a good estate agent. If you have a property somebody wants to buy, you make, he said, okay, give me 30 minutes, I'll wait for the key and we go. I said, he's looking for money. He said, tomorrow. I said, why? Are you not selling? He said, no. We have other things we are doing.
Okay.
I said, okay. So the next morning, Jonathan Romeo, who hasn't found his life work, so his eyes are closed once I'm preaching. Carla, you have to take this guy for medical checkup, you know. Or deworming. You have to deworm you. When was the last time you dewormed?
I don't know.
Carla, you have to deworm the boy. I hear worms can make people sleep too. I'm not a doctor. That's what some medical doctors in the corner say. People have turned medical doctors. They are talking about things they have no idea about. Jonathan, maybe you should go and get some pills and clean yourself. Joke too, right? Please, when you buy extra for brother Job, right? He also needs some clean out. Extra strength. You what you buy, double dose. What was I saying? Yeah. So the next day, I said, okay, let me call him again. He said, today. So I called him. He said, oh yeah, okay, 1 o'clock. Up to today. 1 o'clock has not come. And I can tell, I've dealt with so many of them. I just get amazed. You call them. They don't respond. They don't call you back. And I wonder, this is not their life's work. And that's how come many of us have not even found it, and that's why soul winning and getting souls to church is not something that really affects you. Because you've not discovered it. You've not discovered it. But this is a place for you. This is a place for you. How many children you got? 3. Still counting. Where's your husband? Those things are told. When was the last time you saw her husband? Do you know him?
I don't know him.
Are you sure she's married? She's faking.
I saw a ring.
A ring? We can buy some from stuff we can put it on your finger. A bond ring. It's a present from Simoda. That we go to church as a family. Family going to church. Family.
family, husband, wife, and children, family going to church. It doesn't work like that with God, you know. When it comes to God, this planning thing doesn't work. It's a blessing we were able to have that. That's why it's a blessing to see you legs here. Red girl, you can see them. It's a blessing to see Shorin here. Timothy is not here because she's found some Pharaoh has he. You gotta go and go instead of them in the church so that you enjoy. Sunday morning, day 11, I said, it's a blessing to have the children and the parents in the church. It's a blessing. This is not something they planned. I don't think Mr. Doris here called Sharon and said, bye. You know Lighthouse Chapel? From today, I see Father. That's where you go. No. Thank you, sir.
Follow me because I was here first.
If you need to. This is Daddy. But you see them boys? They're hungry for nice things and exciting things. That if they don't find what they have to find, they don't settle. Mr. and Mrs. Rankin, I didn't see them this morning. Give us daddy and mommy. They didn't come to the first service. They are right? Hey, what happened? You don't bring them? It's a problem. Daddy, their mother, stand up. Thank you, the Doris Street. That's why we named the place Doris Street. Sister D, that's the brother. Where's the other one? Where are the people who are related? They are all somewhere else. Their father and mother also come to this church. If you see a man with white hair sitting on the seat, the children are here. The grandchildren are here. The great-grandchildren are here. The daughters-in-law are here. Look at how they're wiping the baby's face. They are also here in the church. It's not something you can plan. Even if Pastor Isaiah's father had told him, by you hear Lighthouse before? We go in there. You see, I don't want to be in a church with my father. Everything I do, he watching me. Everything I do, he giving me. Everything I do, where we go, I'm sure he must say something. Be one day in the place with me. That man. But somehow, when God comes in and God's purposes are in place, you see that you are able to just be around. Everything works. You're all happy. It is the only thing. This is the only place where I can tell Mr. Doris to kneel down for me to pray for him. The only place. Brian.
And dance too.
This is the only place. You bigger than me, or I bigger than you?
I'm bigger.
You sure you're bigger than me? Brian says, you're bigger than me. After church, you bring your ID card. I'm going to bring my ID card too. The fact that you don't have hair and I have hair doesn't mean you're bigger than me. This is the only place where I can tell Brother Brian, bring a cutlass, we're going to read. If it wasn't church and God, and the type of work we have found, he would say, you're around with him. Then get time, I got a shop. Brian's variety shop. And I'm making money. Look at us. We're coming. We put generator in his family. Where's Basman's wife? Missy, she. You see that is fancy bus he has outside. He put wheelbarrow inside. He put generator inside. He put cutlass. He put spray cans, rigs inside the fancy vehicle. If you do find your life's work, you say, that pastor, he passed with him. me, wife, and me children care. We watch TV all the time and all. Generator.
I'm even concerned.
We go and we are working, we are coming back. Then I'm telling the people, why are you taking all these men's back?
It's somebody's fancy guy, you know. You gotta respect people's vehicles. I don't know who you have to fight for him.
It was there with you?
You bring the cement, everything back.
When you find your life's work, then you realize it's better to work than to rest.
Yeah. Hey, we went yesterday. Basically, I didn't realize we didn't take a break. We were on the roof. Nailing the nails to zinc for the whole day. I didn't realize that. You see, when as a worker you pay them contractor, they work for a little 2 hours.
Lunch break. They sit down. And some cheap chana they get. They eating. 1 hour. I had a guy who did some work upstairs. He'll go outside, he'll come into the yard and he'll be smoking. I'm saying, no. Go outside and smoke, not in the yard.
He always takes a smoking break.
Because of course he can't smoke up there. But if it was somewhere else, the cigarette would be on his mouth. And but he can't do the smoking here, so he just comes down and he lights up and he smoke.
Smoke. Even the smoking break, when you add it up, it's a full working hour. But when you go to Kana, whether it's dark or not, you are still working. We find life.
Where's the African boy? Kofi. This guy from Africa, he's from Zimbabwe.
He will put a bulb. He put a bulb, do connections and put light. Who nails zinc in the night?
He was a contractor. He said,
4:30. By 4:30, workers and contractors, people are packing down. They're going. Because they're only doing that for the money. They really don't do that for the money. There's no time. There's no closing time.
You find your life's work, you work more than you rest, because God worked 6 days and he rested only one day.
Nobody told God, man, why are you working 6 days? Man, you gotta work 2 days and rest 5 days.
No. When God worked, it was all work. It was only one day he put aside to rest. When you find your life's work, understand that you must work, you must be at it.
I've been preaching for 10 years right here in Guyana. Every Sunday, every Tuesday, preaching. Anita, I can't believe it. That I've been preaching in this country every week for 10 years. And I'm not tired. If you allow me, I'll preach till 6 o'clock tonight.
It's because you have to go. That's why I'm looking at the time, I'm looking at the face, I'm looking at the time, I'm looking at the face. Mm-hmm. So the people want to go home.
I can keep you here.
See, I'll keep you until tonight. When you find a guy you love, would you go and stay in the place?
Yes.
Yes. You take an extra panties. So that when you sleep, you wash the other one, you hang the other one. Yeah.
He didn't say come and sleep here.
But you go. You already have your plans. So as the boy says, girl, it's raining. So, yeah, I'm going to stay a little bit. He said, what? It's 11 o'clock. So, yeah, Jesus, 11 is in the Misa. I mean, he's trying to give you hints. But you know, you got to go home, it's late. You take it. You realize you're sliding down the chairs. Let me just stretch myself a little bit. Even as I'm sleeping, let me just stretch myself a little bit. You realize you're sleeping. Only to realize that you have extra panties. But when you bath, you hang one and you put on one. See, she's been prepared. Can you find the person you love? Hey, picture on key ring, picture on phone, picture everywhere. Hey, name. Ha! Hello! Everything alright? Okay, I will call you back, right? Good. Okay. Go
Sometimes you don't even get it. If you find a partner who doesn't understand what you have found, she can't even stay with you. Get here. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. Don't come back.
I'm going to call you.
Don't come. I'll call you. Yes, because he's wondering, why is this? No, but you don't realize the person has found the love of her or his life. And if you don't get it reciprocated, is it correct? Then you get frustrated. Then you lift up your eyes into the heavens. My time is up, please. 10 seconds.
We'll continue next week. Hallelujah.
Yeah. When you find your life's work, even your preaching will change. Yeah. For some of you, you come here not even because you love God, but because I have found my life's work and I'm doing it in such a way that it appeals to you. That's why you keep coming. It's appealing. Singers, is this our life's work? Or is it because we think we have a voice? Because which you told me you were in a band or you were doing some music or something some time ago. So where is it? The one rather who doesn't believe that she's called to sing, she's the one who's rather singing. Because his aunt, when we were together, when this boy said he was making a CD. Have you seen a CD? You're still waiting. I'm also still waiting. Look how he's skinny he is too. So if that is really your life's work, I'll get songs. He'll send some 50 songs. I have about 50 songs. There's no one. let's find somebody to produce this thing for us. But maybe it's not your life's work. That's why it has not gone to that side. Yeah, to go 4 years, hard labor, and come back, it's surely your life's work. Hey, God wants you to enjoy living. Living is working. To live in this world is work. You have to find the right type of work so that you continue to live until you die. Let's pray. Father, thank you for speaking to us this morning. We do it in a way that only you can. May the words ring in our ears even after we've left this building. May we indeed find the right work and give ourselves to it for the rest of our days. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. And you're here this morning, you've never given your heart to Jesus. You know very much in your heart. If you're to die right now, you not go to heaven. You know that you do not have Jesus in your heart. Pastor, please pray with me. I've never openly acknowledged my sins and given my heart to Christ. Eternal life is not something you buy in a shop, in a supermarket. Eternal life is living forever, and it's God who gives that gift. Pastor, I want to live forever. I want eternal life. I'm not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell when I die. Please pray with me. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand and I pray for you. Pastor, please pray for me. Life eternal. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to pray the sinner's prayer. You are here like that. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Pastor, please pray with me. If you're here like that, God bless you. I see that, God bless you. You lift up your hand and ask you to come to me. Come. You find your life's work. Come. Come to Jesus. Come to all for them as they come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Step in the king. God bless you. Close your eyes, pray this prayer with me. Church, join in as we pray together. Make this prayer your own prayer. Let it come from the bottom of your heart. And life will never be the same again. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am
am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I open my heart. And I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart. Because I believe Jesus is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe Jesus rose again on the third day. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. I believe I'm born again. I believe my name is written in the book of life. And I believe I have eternal life from today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.